Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hello, Jay.
My usual, please, and put it on my tab.
You don't have a usual or a tab, Jay.
Oh, then how about a cherry Italian soda and an IOU?
All right.
Hey, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, Olivia, how can I help you?
I was wondering if you had any music stands I could borrow.
Do you have a tab?
A what?
There should be a few backstage in the little theater. Oh, is this for your new band?
Barrett told you he wasn't supposed to say anything yet.
Well, wait a minute. I've not heard hide nor hair of any band.
Well, Barrett and I decided to start a band. I'm not sure we know what we're doing, but we're having fun. Barrett plays trombone, of course. I play guitar, and Priscilla sings.
You're lacking one key ingredient, you know.
What's that?
A mellow and sensitive triangle player who's also really good with the cowbell.
Oh, I can check with Barrett.
Don't bother. You wouldn't know musical talent if it grew legs and chased him down the street.
Oh, Jay.
I'll go get those music stands. Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, you're welcome. And here's your soda, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That hits the spot. Though it tastes better with cube dice than this crescent-shaped stuff.
Oh, well, I'll try to remember your ice preference in the future.
Hello?
Well, hello there, young man. First time at Wit's End?
Yeah, I'm new in town. My name's Riley. Our neighbor lady said I should stop here if I want to meet people.
And right she is. I'm pleased to meet you, Riley. I'm Mr. Whittaker, and, well, this is Jay.
Hiya, kid.
Can I get you something to drink, Riley?
Well, I'd like a root beer if that's okay.
Well, of course it is. Coming right up.
So, what's in the case, kid?
It's a dulcimer.
What's that, like a pet?
A dulcimer's a musical instrument, Jay.
I play it.
And you carry it around with you?
Sometimes. Why?
Oh, nothing.
Ah, here you go. Now, would you like a tour of the place? I'd be happy to show you around.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, Olivia?
Sorry, but I can't find those stands.
Well, they might be packed away under the stage. I'll be right there. I guess that tour will have to wait until I get back. Enjoy your root beer, Riley. See you in a few minutes.
Okay, bye.
Finished. Personal best. So, Riley, old boy, what's your story? You look like a cheerleader for a funeral.
I'm fine. I'm just not sure who to talk to.
What am I? Invisible? You're talking to me, aren't you?
I guess. Do you know a lot of people here?
You're kidding, right? Everybody knows me.
You're lucky. It's hard to find new friends.
Buck up. It's not that tough.
Yes, it is. Everybody thinks I'm weird.
Well, you are kinda. Who carries around a dulcimer?
I say things all wrong.
And you wear high water pants.
And I collect things that nobody else likes.
And your eyebrows look like fuzzy caterpillars.
Yeah.
So, you collect stuff, huh? Like what? Dirt?
No. I collect lava lamps and Japanese comic books and Elvis albums and I...
Whoa there, Kimosabi. You collect Elvis albums?
Uh-huh.
8 tracks, I suppose?
No, I only collect record albums.
Whoa! Vinyl. Look at you.
I've got 25 of them, including an original 1967 clam bake.
You've got clam bake? Wait. Let me get this straight. I bet all those non-friends of yours try to embarrass you about your love for that stuff, right? So you almost feel like you have to hide your treasures away and can only take them out to look at in secret on rainy days when your mom goes to the store to get more liver and nobody's around to berate your sensitive spirit. Is that what you're saying?
We don't eat liver.
Lucky you. Tell you what, O'Reilly, I'm gonna solve your little friend problem.
Huh?
You're not very quick, are you? I'm gonna help you learn how to make friends. Got it?
You are? But why?
Let's just say I got a heart the size of Rhode Island. Follow me.
Where are we going?
I'm gonna teach you my secrets.
Secrets?
It'll cost you, of course. But I don't give these trade secrets away for nothing.
How much?
As an allowance for a year, Sam.
A year?
Too much, huh? Well, I'm a reasonable man. Tell you what. Give me that clam bake album, and we'll call it good.
Clam bake? I don't think so.
Of course, you could continue to live in obscurity the rest of your life if that's what you want.
I don't know what that is.
Me either, but it's not good. So, what do you say, kid? It's your choice.
Well...
You can spend the rest of your life with a flock of friends, or with a dusty old album. Do the smart thing.
I guess.
That's a boy. Things are already looking up for you. Do you know where McAllister Park is?
It's right near my house.
I gotta grab a few things first. I'll meet you there at 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
Oh, and don't forget to bring Elvis with you. Hey there, little birdie. You ready to fly?
I guess so. Is this going to be hard to learn?
Nah, it'll be easy. Got the album?
Yeah, here.
Sweet! Trust me, kid. You're not gonna be sorry. I know I won't be.
So, what do I need to do?
It's a special formula I've been working on for a while now. I call it the four I-ings. Spying, crying, plying, and lying.
Should I be writing this down?
Nah, you'll get it. Besides, I don't want any physical evidence. Okay, we'll start with the spying part.
All right.
You have to know everything you can about your targets, or your new friends, in order to figure out how to best deal with them. You're an amateur, so you'll need to watch them over time and keep notes. As a seasoned pro of the eyings, I've learned to pick these things up pretty fast. Oh, perfect timing. Get in the bush.
The bush?
Go, 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 before he sees you. Trust me, bushes are the perfect cover. Hey, Barrett. Come here, pal. Just don't make any noise. Watch the master in action. Got it?
Got it.
Yeah, what is it, Jay?
Nothing. I just saw you hustling across the park and thought you must have someplace special you're going.
Yeah, I'm going over to buy... hold it. What is this? I'm not falling for one of your tricks again, Jay. So if you're trying to sell me a speckled parrot or something, forget it.
Whoa, whoa, I'm not trying to sell you anything. Just be normal, wondering what you're up to. You know, buying something for that new band you started?
How'd you hear about that?
I have ears everywhere.
Actually, I'm on my way to buy the latest Blast Bots game.
Flush with cash. Yeah, that's good for you. Go get it then. Enjoy.
That's it? That's all you stopped me for?
Yep. Have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
See you later. Enjoy the sunshine. It's good for your skin. You get all that, kid?
Can I come out now? I have a branch up my nose and I think there's a bug in my ear.
Sure, sure. The coast is clear.
I didn't like that lesson.
But the question is, what did you learn?
To ease into the bush sideways rather than face first.
No, I mean about Barrett.
Oh, not a lot.
How about video games? That's a big part of the Barrett file. He loves video games.
Yeah, I got that.
What else?
That's all, I think.
No. You gotta pay attention to everything that's said and how it's said.
Like what?
Like, he's got a pocket full of money. He's excited about spending it. And we know where he's going with it. That's all stuff that a smart guy can use. Now let's go.
Where?
It's on to lesson two.
I'm telling you, Jay, I can't cry on the spot no matter how many starving puppy stories you tell me. And what's this got to do with making friends anyway?
You'll see. The next eyeing, crying, is all about mastering your emotions. Barrett's just in the next aisle, and I want you to cry or start yelling or something. Get him to spend his money on something other than his video game.
I can't do that.
Sure you can. And with time, you'll get so good at shedding a tear, getting mad on the spot, that you can make other kids feel concern, sympathy, anything else you want them to.
What's that got to do with making friends?
Riley. If you can find a way to make people feel sorry for you, they'll want to help you out. It's so predictable. That makes them a friend, right? Because friends take care of friends. Now, start welling up the waterworks before it's too late. He's picking up the video game.
I can't.
It's a good thing I came prepared then. Let me put some of this under your eyes.
Ow! Oh, what's that? It stings.
Shh, keep your voice down. It's just a little onion juice I carry for special occasions.
Ow!
There you go. You feel like crying now?
I feel like slugging you.
Anger, yes, that'll work. Now get around the corner and get Barrett to buy you something. Go!
No, stop shoving!
Get out there!
Oh, no!
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just sorry.
No problem. Hold on, are you crying? Did you get hurt?
I'm okay. It's just this kid named Jay.
Jay? Oh, I know all about Jay. Did he do something to you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. He stole your money, or kidnapped your cat, or something. Hey, don't let him get to you. Come on. I'll buy you a soda, and you'll feel better in no time.
Are you sure? I don't want you to spend your money. You were probably buying a game, right?
Yeah, but I can buy that some other time. Don't worry about it. You new in town?
Yeah, I'm Riley.
Like taking candy from a Barrett. So, how'd it go, kid? I left right about the time when you two were taking my name in vain.
It went just like you said. He bought me a soda.
I knew you could do it. Did he say anything about his band?
No.
Did you mention you play the dulcimer?
No.
Why not?
It didn't come up.
A few more turns of the screw and we'll have him right where we want him. Whoa, you're not looking happy. Come on, this stuff is working.
He was really nice. I don't know if it's right to fake things so that people like me.
No. You're looking at it all wrong. Take it from me. This is the stuff of life. Gathering information and using it to your advantage is what everybody does.
Really?
Sure. Why do you think your friends give you presents on your birthday and Christmas?
I don't have any friends.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, people give other people presents in order to get on their good side. Then they've got the inside track for what they want.
I always heard it's the thought that counts.
It's the who, the what's? No. Listen, everybody's got an angle, kid. And the sooner you start working yours, the better things will be for you.
If you say so.
I do. Okay, now it's time to move on to eyeing number three on the road to making friends. Plying. Here, take this sheet I typed up.
What is it? And why is it all crumpled up into a ball?
How else was I gonna fit it in my pocket? It's a big part of the formula. Read it, memorize it, eat it. Let's go. Okay, let's review before you go into action. Number one, why have you not eaten that?
I can't possibly memorize this paper. It'd take a week. And it doesn't even make sense.
Of course it makes sense. It's a simple list of short replies to just about anything somebody might say to you. It'll soften the person up and turn the odds for them to like you in your favor.
Maybe, but I still can't memorize all of this.
Fine. Then just read off the top four replies. There are a few playing favorites.
Okay, the first one is, you're right.
They can't argue if you're agreeing with them. Okay, keep going.
Okay, the next is, you're so smart.
They gobble that one up. All right, next.
Then there's, I wish I thought of that, and what do you think?
Great stuff, huh? I mean, how can anybody help but love you if you're agreeing with them and making them seem smart? You can use these lines in almost any situation. Get it?
Okay, so what do I do now?
Easy. Just go talk to Olivia over there.
Talk to her? But she's a girl.
Nobody can say you aren't bright. Just walk up there like you belong there. But here's the thing. After saying hi, you can't say anything to her except one of those four lines. That's the rules.
What? I can't do that.
Still waiting for that spine donor, huh? It's not that hard, kid. The worst you can do is think you're an oddball. And you said people think that already, right?
That's true. All right, I'll try.
That a boy. Stick out that chest and march right in there, my little protege.
Hi.
Hello. You must be the new kid in town that Mr. Whitaker mentioned. It's Riley, isn't it?
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm Olivia Parker. It's nice to meet you. So, has it been tough making new friends?
You're so smart.
Well, thank you. Look, Riley, I've been there. I mean, are you having much luck meeting people?
What do you think?
I think I might be able to help you out if you'd like. Didn't Mr. Whitaker say that you played an instrument, the dulcimer?
You're right.
That is great. I should talk to Barrett. He just might want you in our band. Would you like that?
I wish I'd thought of that.
Let me see if Barrett's upstairs. I'll be back.
Great job. That was awesome.
Thanks.
No, I meant that you should say that to me. I'm the one that made all this possible, after all. I told you it'd work. Man, I'm getting a bit bacteria here. I'm so good.
Yeah, it went pretty much like you said, but...
But?
Well, I don't know. This formula thing of yours might work, but I don't feel right using it.
Never trust your feelings, kid.
It just seems like I'm tricking people into liking me.
Oh, so you do get it.
But that's not real friendship. It's fake. Fake friendship, fake tears, fake kindness. If somebody ever figured out I was doing that, they would never speak to me again.
Don't let that bother your little round head. That's where the lying comes in.
I don't like to lie.
Ah, but lying's the crown jewel of it all. If somebody starts acting like they don't trust you, you make up something very private and personal about yourself. The bigger the lie, the better. And you plant a seed of doubt.
What?
It's perfect. Say you thought I stole your lunch money. What would you say to me?
I guess I'd say, look, you're just not nice.
And although that would probably crush me, because I'm human, I'd counter with something like this. Riley, you're right. I did accidentally pick up your lunch money, but I thought it was part of the donations.
The donations?
That's right. I've been raising funds to build a library in Wingbobia for starving children. It's been my life's goal to see those little starving kids read an encyclopedia. Sold everything I could. Had bake sales. Sold pencils on the corner. Donated a kidney. Still really hurts. But if you want that lunch money back, well, their book reading dreams can wait a little longer.
Is that true?
Of course not, but that's the beauty of it. Little lie, dash of acting, and bingo, people are back on your side again. Cover your bad deed with some good made-up ones, and we'll be eaten out of your hand.
I don't know. It just doesn't...
Listen. You'll see how it all works together. In fact, in the next phase, you're going to use it all against Barrett.
Against Barrett?
Uh-huh. Barrett and Olivia are going to come down here and invite you to be in their band, right? Well, you're going to accept. Then you're going to use the Iings to become their close friends. And once you're in, you'll be my little mole. You'll report everything that's going on to me so I can use it against them myself. And as they say, the beat goes on.
I get it.
Good.
I'm not doing that.
Say what?
I get it. You've been using your plyings on me this whole time to get your own way, haven't you?
I can see how you think that. Yeah, sure. Pretty smart kid, you know. But the truth is that it's all part of my eyeing training plan. Yeah. If the student, that's you, catches the teacher, that's me, using the eyeings, then the tutorial is complete. Congratulations, kid! You've graduated with flying colors. Now, we move on to phase two, which is friend retention. That's why I really need you to spy. Observe Barrett and his little band. It'll help me help you even more. Comprende?
In other words, you want to use me to mess up Barrett's band. You don't like him, do you?
Is that what you think of me? After all I've done for you?
You're really good at those eyeings.
Thanks. So you'll do it?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, I'm not going to do any of your eyeings anymore. Not with Barrett, not with anybody. They're not nice. And you know what? I'd rather do what's right and be lonely than trick people into being my friends. See ya.
See ya? What do you mean, see ya? That's what I get for being a nice guy.
Well, here's another soda, Riley. Are you feeling better?
Yes, thanks.
Now... You were telling me about Jay and his eyings.
I was just trying to figure out how to be a better friend. Maybe get people to like me. But all those things he told me to do felt wrong.
And for good reason. Jay's eyings were all about manipulating people. And the Bible has some pretty stern warnings for those who deceive their neighbors and lie to their friends. But here's an interesting thing, Riley. If you turn some of those eyings around just a little, I think they actually could help you be a very good friend.
Really? How would they do that?
Well, let's think about it. Spying on others isn't good, but taking time to learn about people can be a very good way to get to know them. Asking friends questions about themselves helps you figure out what they like and what the two of you have in common.
And you don't have to hide in a bush to do that.
No, you don't. You just have to pay attention. And the same principle applies to the next eyeing.
Crying?
Right. Instead of faking your emotions like Jay suggested, you simply need to be honest about them. That helps people get to know you. And it gives them the freedom to be open about themselves, too, which is a very important part of a good friendship.
That makes sense.
And then instead of plying people with a list of things you think they want to hear, all you have to do is be sincere, caring for and loving others, and putting their needs in front of yours. Those are the kinds of things that the Bible says are a part of being a good and worthy friend. In fact, let me give it a try. Now, I've heard you say that you like collecting things. Well, it just so happens that I've always been pretty interested in collecting, too.
You have?
Oh, yes. In fact, I have quite a few books from the great memorabilia auction houses around the world. Now, there's some pretty interesting things to see and read about if you'd like to take a look.
Can I?
You bet.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, and I'll have a word with Jay about that album you gave him, too.
Thanks, but if you don't mind, I'd like it if you didn't.
Really?
Yeah, I've got something special in mind for him. Jay.
Yes, Mr. Bush? Oh, it's just you, Riley.
I thought you'd probably come walking through the park today. I've been waiting for you.
I knew you'd be back. Ready for more eyings, huh? Well, class is in session. Friendship 102.
Actually, that's not why I'm here.
Too bad. You could have been good, kid. Maybe the best.
The truth is, Mr. Whitaker and I came up with a better way to make friends.
Better? I doubt that. What is it?
It's our four ings: listening, sharing, trusting, and caring.
What? You just stole that idea directly from me, and they don't even rhyme.
Mr. Whitaker helped me understand that if you really want a good friend, you gotta start by being a good friend. And I've already decided who I'm going to be a friend to.
Yeah? I'd hate to be that guy.
Funny you should say that, because you are that guy.
What?
After yesterday, I figured that if there's anybody who really needs a good friend, it's you. And I'm the perfect person to do it, because you taught me all your eyings. So I won't fall for any of your tricks.
Oh, hold on.
And to start things off, here.
What's this?
Inside that bag is my collection of Elvis albums. I'm gonna let you borrow them, because I think you'll enjoy them as much as I do. And I trust that you'll keep them in perfect condition, because you know how special they are.
You're a funny guy. Ha ha, you've had your little joke.
It's no joke. You can give them back to me when you're done listening to them. And you can tell me what you thought. See you around, Jay.
Wait a minute. This is a trick, right? I wasn't born yesterday, you know? Like he really wants to be my friend. Well, I'm not some simpleton that can be manipulated with. 10 Elvis albums? Dude!
Riley wants to be friends with Jay Smouse? From what we've heard today, he has a difficult road ahead of him. But I think he knows what he's in for. Being friends with Jay won't be easy, but all real friendships take work. The best way to make and keep friends is to love them as God loves us. The Apostle Paul defined love with his own list. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he wrote that real love is patient and kind. It protects, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. Now that sounds like a pretty good friendship formula to me. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Friend Formula was written and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by Dedrick Terry. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Whit Hertford, Gage Davenport, Kelly Stables, Andy Pessoa, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.